and felt no guilt leaving me and my siblings at home so she could travel the world. She believed that life should be lived to the fullest. The ease and joy she embodied made a huge impression on me about what it means to be a vital, healthy woman. One thing that I clearly remember and value the most is seeing how comfortable she was with her body. She often went to weekend barbecues rocking a pair of Daisy Dukes, despite cellulite on her thighs. She cooked us healthy, delicious meals, but she also ate ice cream, cookies, and her favorite treat, chocolate, with no remorse and even less guilt. I didn't know at the time how important it was for me to see how she balanced her nutrition with pleasurable treats, coupled with regular exercise. My mother's inspiration and influence on me also came in the form of the work she did and how she did it. She was also a medical doctor who encouraged her patients to embrace the same zest for life with which she lived. She didn't like to hear excuses about why people couldn't eat well, exercise, and still occasionally enjoy the treats they loved. She didn't want to hear mothers lamenting about how there was no time or energy left for them to dress nicely or take precious me time to pamper and care for themselves, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Moderation was always the key, she said, not denial. At the tender age of 11, she lost her own mother to complications from type 2 diabetes. Because of this, my mom was on a mission to prevent her patients from suffering from preventable diseases. I loved seeing how her patients' lives became healthier, richer, and livelier after working with her. Rather than doling out prescriptions for pills, my mother empowered her clients to take charge of their health and well-being. As I entered the medical profession 18 years ago, her example stuck with me. My mother's life, along with my professional training in positive psychology, acupuncture, and meditation, informs all that I do as a mentor, teacher, doctor, partner, mother, and woman. It is why I want all women to live life with the verve and open, healthy outlook my mother lived her life with, and how I now live mine. Are you ready to have more orgasmic, fulfilling sex? Are you ready to give yourself permission to explore your sensual side? Are you ready to enjoy deeper intimacy in your relationships? Are you ready to embrace your sexuality in a healthy and fun way? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, then you've got the right book in your hands. You are meant to enjoy a fulfilling sexual life. In fact, it is your right and your natural gift as a human being. As a woman, whether you are 20, 40, or over 60, you are at a time in life when you can and should enjoy a vibrant, exciting, and satisfying sexual life with as many orgasms as you like. I'm on a mission to empower you to do just that. Sex in general, and orgasm in particular, are natural, fun, pleasurable, and very good for your mental, emotional, and physical health. Your sensual nature, when freely expressed, can allow you to live more passionately, express yourself more freely, and enjoy life wholeheartedly. Whether solo sex, lovemaking with your beloved, or consensual, non-committed sex, as a woman, you are entitled to enjoy your body to the fullest. That's part of what I call orgasmic living. Ever heard of a 4-hour full-body orgasm? Or how about being able to climax without any direct genital stimulation at all? What about an orgasm that leads to spiritual growth? All of that is possible for you. Yes, you. No matter your age or stage in life, you can achieve orgasm, even if you've never had an orgasm before. Sexual desire is ageless. Even beyond our prime reproductive years, well into our 7th and 8th decades of life, we can experience sensual pleasure and erotic passion, including orgasms. A study in the United States showed that 55% of women and 75% of men over age 70 have a moderate to high interest in sex. A study performed in France of 5,600 people from ages 50 to 69 found that 86% of men and 64% of women in this age group were sexually active. Sex is a natural part of life and is meant to be enjoyable. Sex is not meant to hurt, cause shame, guilt, or emotional pain. If your sex life is causing you pain, fear, or emotional distress, then now is the time to address it and get the sexual healing you deserve. The orgasm prescription for women can help. Satisfying sex